When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Doug Lamery's headlines for Tuesday, October 12th for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Hey, if you're not listening to the College Football Playoff Show, we'd love to have you over there. We know you're listening to Buckeye Talk. So grateful. Much appreciated. Nathan, Steven, and I say thanks. But College Football Playoff Show, if you haven't tried it, got a co-host over there named Shahan Jeharaja. Sharp, smart, personable guy. Knows football. And we do a national college football show twice a week. Wednesday show, all podcast platforms for everyone, just like you find Buckeye Talk. Tuesday show, Apple Podcasts only, and that one is 75 cents an episode. You pay $2.99 on Apple, and you get four Tuesday episodes for the month. So it's $3 a month, but you get four episodes. But the Wednesday ones are freebies, and they're everywhere. So if you want to join us on Tuesdays, we'd love to have you on Apple Podcasts. If you want to join us on Wednesdays, love to have you anywhere. We talk national college football. Certainly Ohio State, part of that scene, part of that scene. So if you haven't tried it yet and you find Buckeye Talk at all informative and or entertaining and or just something to fill your ears while you're, you know, mowing the lawn or doing the dishes or driving around, you know, fill it with College Football Playoff Show every now and then. All right, let's get after it. Here we go. Five headlines for the Buckeyes. Buckeyes have played six games. Six freshmen of the week in the Big Ten for the Ohio State Buckeyes. It's Doug Lamorese. I'm not a freshman. I'm old. CJ Stroud, he's a freshman. He won it again. And Ohio State's won it every week. They just have freshmen who are playing key roles. So they're going to keep winning this award, except they're not going to win it this week because the Buckeyes are off this week. But six straight, C.J. Stroud certainly earned that with his performance against Maryland. Just an example of how young the Buckeyes are, how they are leaning on key guys, and those key guys, those young key guys, are coming through for the Ohio State Buckeyes. So once again, C.J. Stroud, Big Ten Freshman of the Week, and the Ohio State streak continues. For all that information about Ohio State, listen to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week and read cleveland.com/Buckeye Talk. Are the Ohio State Buckeyes the second-best team in college football? Certainly in the mix to make that case. This week, it's Doug Lamorese of Cleveland.com. With Alabama's loss, a lot has opened up in college football. Georgia number one. Should have been number one already. If you weren't voting for Georgia before, you were kind of missing the boat with Bama. I thought Georgia's been number one for a while. But Ohio State, maybe not on resume, because they don't have a great win yet. Minnesota, Tulsa, Akron, Rutgers, Maryland. All right. You know, you got to keep that in perspective. But the Buckeyes are playing really well. So I understand that they're not going to be ranked as the number two team in the country. But if you're thinking about teams to make the playoff and you are looking at a way a team is playing, I think you could argue that Ohio State might be playing like the second best team in the country right now. Iowa undefeated, credit to them. Great defense. Cincinnati undefeated, credit to them. Oklahoma made a quarterback switch. Are they going to get it rolling? But they've been a little bit iffy, right? So you can't eliminate the Oregon loss on Ohio State's resume, but you can take into account the fact that Ohio State looks much better on defense, that C.J. Stroud is leading an offense that is clicking in almost every way right now, and that at the halfway point of the season, the Ohio State Buckeyes, with the Alabama loss, with the Oklahoma uncertainty, with Clemson having two losses, Ohio State could make an argument that they're playing as well as anybody right now outside of number one Georgia. Break coming for the Buckeyes, but they have to feel good about where they are and how they're playing entering this bye week. Keep reading, even during the off week, keep reading about the Buckeyes at cleveland.com/Buckeye Talk. Big Ten continues to be strong in the polls right now. Looking at the AP poll for this week, Iowa number two, Ohio State number six, Penn State number seven, Michigan number eight, Michigan State number 10. Think about that. Five Big Ten teams in the top 10. And in the coaches poll, it's five in the top nine. Amazing to think about with where the Big Ten has kind of maybe traditionally been where you've wondered sometimes, is Ohio State going to have anybody good to play? They're going to have good people to play. Because you look at all these teams right now, Penn State, Michigan, Michigan State, yet to play in the regular season for the Ohio State Buckeyes. And if Ohio State manages to get through all them and win the Big Ten East, almost certain that Iowa is going to be waiting as the champion of the West in the Big Ten title game. So for all the time that many of us have spent over the years questioning the overall strength of the Big Ten, wondering why nobody can hang with Ohio State, there are some teams clearly that have a chance to hang with the Buckeyes, even with Ohio State playing really well right now. Iowa 2, Ohio State 6, Penn State 7, Michigan 8, and Michigan State 10, 5 of the top 10 teams in the AP poll this week. Make sure you listen to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week. I think it's a top 10 podcast. That might just be me. But try it and see what you think. Chris Olave continuing to move up the all-time list of Ohio State receiving touchdowns. He's going to break the record. He will wind up as Ohio State's all-time leading receiver in terms of touchdowns. Has 5 in the last 3 games, had 2 against Maryland to break a tie for 3rd with Chris Carter. He's now in 3rd by himself with 29. Ahead of him, Devin Smith with 30, David Boston with 34. So listen, you think Chris Olave is going to get 5 more touchdowns the rest of this year? He might get 5 touchdowns in the next 2 games. So he's going to wind up as that. It is an interesting discussion about where Chris Olave ranks in the history of Ohio State receivers. We did Ohio State receivers on our Mount Buckmore in the offseason, our Mount Buckmore podcast on Buckeye Talk, where we tried to find the 4 best people in each position group through the years at Ohio State. Chris Olave is one of those 4, almost indisputably. I would say indisputably, no almost. And by the end, he will absolutely have a case as the best receiver in Ohio State history, both in terms of individual skill, impact, longevity, explosiveness, reliability. He's kind of the whole package. And so watch this touchdown mark as he gets closer and closer and closer. Again, the next one will be 30. That'll tie Devin Smith for 2nd. And then David Boston right now, 5 away for Chris Olave. And he's going to get there. Absolutely going to get there. And it's a pretty cool accomplishment for that guy who came back for 1 more year here in 2021. To follow the Chris Olave March, why don't you listen to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week and read cleveland.com/Buckeye Talk. How's Ohio State's offense stacking up? Number 3 in the nation in points per game, 48.5. That's basically not getting hot lately, right? Last 4 games, 54.5 points per game in the last 4. So they clearly hitting their stride, the Buckeyes are. Again, you know, competition not great, certainly not great. We acknowledge that. Not great the last few weeks, but 48.5, 3rd in the nation. Pitt first at 52.4. Coastal Carolina 2nd at 48.8. That's ahead of Ole Miss. That's ahead of Texas. That's ahead of Alabama. That's ahead of Oklahoma. Some high-powered offenses there that the Buckeyes are beating out. And then leading the way, total yards per game. Ohio State first in the country, 562.7. That's 8.55 yards per play. 2,113 passing yards in 6 games, 1,263 rushing yards. Passing yards, 6th overall in the country, all right? And then the rushing yards, that's going to be 22nd overall in the country. So, you know, pretty balanced on the whole. Clearly the passing game getting it done late with C.J. Stroud. But Trevon Henderson, as a dynamic back, certainly balances that out. So the Buckeyes getting it done offensively, rising up the charts, leading the way in yards per game in the country entering this bye week. Again, Ohio State off this week. We'll get back to action against Indiana at Indiana the following week. That game's going to be a primetime kickoff. Make sure you're listening to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week. Drop the reviews at Apple Podcasts. Love to have them there. And, of course, read cleveland.com/Buckeye Talk. I'm Doug Lea Maurice.